Angel thought the old conductor looked as if he might have driven the original gold spike. She reached into her purse and handed him her ticket. She was 20 years old now, and after 9 years, 4 stepfathers, and several other assorted pricks, she'd left her mother, who was now a wealthy widow in Oklahoma, and was on her way to New York City to become an actress. The old man handed her ticket back, and as she smiled up at him, he couldn't resist taking a lingering glance at her mountainous tits as they peeked tantalizingly from beneath her loose-fitting blouse. Angel saw what he was doing, and when his eyes met hers, he coughed self-consciously and shuffled away to the other seats. Angel chuckled softly and crossed her long, sleek legs, looking out the window at the rolling countryside as it flashed by.
"Excuse me, miss."
She turned and looked into the face of a young and extremely handsome young man who was leaning over the seat next to her.
"Would you mind if I sat here?"
He smiled warmly, as he looked a little hopeless, as if he were struggling with some problem.
"The fellow up there that I was sitting with insists on smoking some awful kind of cigar, and I'm about to suffocate."
She picked up the magazine lying on the seat and told him to sit down. He plopped into the seat and heaved a comfortable sigh, looking at her and smiling gratefully.
"You're very kind."
"It's the least I could do. I don't smoke either. I know how it is."
They sat for a long time in silence. "Where are you heading?" He finally asked, trying to start a conversation.
"New York."
She turned to him, her long red hair ruffled across her shoulder.
"My name's Angel. What's yours?"
"Eddie. Eddie Williams."
His eyes glanced at her legs, which were greatly revealed by her hemline, which was nearly up to her panties. "What are you going to do in New York?"
"Oh, I thought I might try to break into theater."
She sighed deeply, knowing the difficulty of the prospect.
"Wow, that's a tough nut to crack in New York."
They sat in silence again. Angel finally asked,
"Where are you going?"
"Philadelphia."
"Do you work there?"
You might call it that."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, I write poetry, and a lot of people don't consider that work. Or at least I don't make a lot of money doing it, which is what most people consider the important thing."
"Oh, I disagree. I love poetry. What kind do you write?"
He shrugged, a little reluctant to answer this question.
"Well, it's, what you might call erotic poetry."
"Erotic?"
This really caught Angel's interest.
"What do you mean, erotic poetry?"
"Well, I sort of try to relate everything that happens to the sexual instinct."
He looked at her to see if she was listening.
"That is, I try to convince people that everything they do is in some way related to their sexual desires."
"Oh, I see."
Angel nodded, even though she didn't quite get the gist of what he was saying.
"Have you done any writing lately?"
"No, I have a real problem now."
"Problem?"
"Yes, you see, I've got this idea in my head that I'm finding very difficult to carry through."
"Why?"
"Well, the poem would require the help of another person."
"In what way?"
Well,
come on. In what way?"
Well, it's what you might call a...
"What?"
Well, it's a...
"Well, what?"
I call it a suck-off poem."
"A suck-off poem?"
Angel pretended to be mildly shocked. She leaned toward him with a curious gleam in her eye.
"How does one write a suck-off poem?"
Eddie twitched a little in his seat. He looked at her somewhat nervously.
I need a girl to suck me off while I write it. Understand?"
"Understand? Do I understand?"
Yes."
"How can you say such a thing to me?"
"Well,
What do you take me for?"
"Well, gee, I didn't mean
anything." "Just who do you think you are?"
"I'm terribly sorry if you're offended."
"Do you actually think I'm going to suck your cock while you write some obscene poem?"
No, I wasn't,
"You've got one hell of a nerve, Buster."
"Miss, please, you're making so much noise over this."
"The very idea, asking me to suck you off while you write this filthy poetry?"
"Look, I'm sorry I mentioned it, but...
Before he could finish, she leaned over to him and grabbed him by the cock, burying her tongue in his ear.
"Listen, I can't do it now, but wake me up when it gets dark."
gave his prick a hard squeeze and bit his earlobe. Then she turned around and leaned against the window. She grinned broadly to herself and closed her eyes. The young poet sat transfixed, not knowing quite what to say, and commensurately said nothing, but sat motionless, staring straight ahead as the train sped onward and the sun sank slowly in the west. After a couple of hours had passed, and the interior of the car reached what he considered a safe degree of dimness, he cleared his throat and peeked about him in every direction to see if anyone in the car might possibly be interested in what was going on. But seeing that they were all either asleep or close to it, he reached over and timidly tapped Angel on the back with his finger. He got no response at first, and tapped her again, this time with a little more insistence. She moved slightly and lifted her head, then sat straight up and stretched languidly, throwing her arms over her head and arching her back so that her full, solid breasts protruded prominently outward. She looked at him, sleepily at first, but then smiled sexily and leaned toward him.
All set to write your poem, honey?
She placed her hand on the hot bulge at his crotch. He chuckled, nervously.
Yes, I'm all set. How about you?
He reached into his breast pocket and withdrew a small writing pad and pencil. Angel popped her head over the seats and took a quick look around, then squatted on the floor between his legs. She reached up and slowly began sliding the zipper of his jeans downward. Then she groped into his fly and wrapped her hand around his erect, pulsating prick and yanked it out. It popped free like a champagne cork, and Eddie whined contentedly with the relief of his imprisoned cock as it bounced up and down with the springy motion of a diving board. Angel jerked it for a moment with her hand to bring it to maximum erection. Eddie moaned as he poised his pencil over the pad. Angel opened her mouth wide, and grasping the bone-hard cock in both hands, she crammed it into her mouth. Eddie sighed happily and started writing.
Oh, phallus, heart wrapped and free, groping with your beet red head to find an orifice of wet and sopping flesh.
Angel lifted her head for a moment and asked with all sincerity,
How are you doing?
Fine. Don't stop now.
Eddie resumed his frenzied, inspired prose.
Thank you so much, a part of me. Stabbing, jabbing, searching independently. Could find so much delight in caves which I shall never see.
Angel gnawed savagely on the mushroomed head as she fingered his balls with her hand.
Whoa!
Oh, cathartic missile flesh. Your hardened back is scratched with teeth of polished pearl. For you know lonely insecurity. As happily you probe the throat of one more sucking girl.
Angel lifted her head again.
You still riding?
Yes! Yes! Stop talking and suck, will you?
His pencil dived to the pad again as Angel buried his prick deep into her throat.
Sweet lips, mother, sister, love. Your heat in rhythmic spasms licks across my throbbing cock. And freedom swings every jerk as I am tickled by your dangling locks.
Angel furiously sucked down the feverish prick as Eddie felt the fury of an orgasm mounting in his ass. He closed his eyes tightly and searched for words to convey the imagery of this indescribable peak of sensuality. Just as his cock jerked and shot the cascading lumps of hot sperm into her throat, the ultimate truth of his orgasmic universe spilled across his mind in a turn of freely flowing words. He tried desperately to write them down as his hand trembled in the devouring splendor of his climax.
The fury of my boiling nuts in lumps of creamy froth is spat into your throat as my
lurches in your mouth. My cock in silent, stiff in rage, injects my stream of love. And you, my baby, lick it up like gravy.
Eddie relaxed completely, having finished what he thought to be one of the epic poems of English literature. Angel sat back into the seat next to him and waited for him to awaken from his lust-induced euphoria. He sat there with his eyes closed, clasping the pad to his chest like a Bible.
Well?
He opened his eyes quizzically.
Well? Well what?
Well, let me see it, will you?
She took the pad from him and leaned toward the window, reading slowly as the train passed various areas of illumination. She finished it and looked at him and shook her head. She leaned to the window again and read the entire poem from start to finish. She then shrugged and with a bored expression, handed it back to him and said,
Maybe you should consider becoming a plumber instead.
What? Come on, babe. This is a classic. Feel the emotion going on. You're talking about. This is brilliance on paper.